I'm Ali Crotch-Harvey. I've been Arcala for Cholsey 15 years. So when I saw the writing on the wall that we were going to not have meetings at the weekend, we had this trial run of, it was on Microsoft Teams and it didn't work brilliantly. And the parent said, use WebEx, and it was much better. But so we had this trial on Sunday afternoon where 10 cubs and me got together and had a chat to see whether we could have remote meetings, whether it was even something that was feasible, because the idea that we're all going to be isolated for months, and it is going to be months, let's face it, is just depressing, because I need my weekly dose of cubs because they're mental and insane and I love them. And yeah, so I need them. But don't tell them that. So tonight we had our first proper session and it was very well attended. We had two people that couldn't connect and it was problems with their internet connection. I had quite a lot of feedback about not looking up my nose because apparently that's grace to look up my nose. So once I've recovered from all the therapy about the nose comments, it'll all be fine and we'll carry on as normal. But no, so we had, I learned some great lessons this evening. If you're going to do it, definitely go to your scout hut for the first one because it was great for scene setting. So they could see that the scout hut was empty. They could see me do grand howl with We Have Cuddly Toys. So they could see that the cuddly toys were representing them. We could talk about the context of why we weren't meeting. And I think it will be a nice lead in for when I'm not going to go to the scout hut next week when we meet from home. When I meet from home, and they were really great and they were enthusiastic and they joined in brilliantly. Their behavior was almost impeccable, except for the nose comments. But it was a really great experience and I would highly recommend anybody to just give it a go. So the activity tonight was scheduled to be fire and knife safety. They would bring their pen knives in and we would learn how to open and close them safely. We would whittle a stick. And then we would learn how to light a cotton ball with some, you know, a striker and we'd set fire to lots and lots of cotton ball balls. So couldn't do that naturally. So what we did was a demonstration of knife safety so that the parent could supervise the knives. And we learned how to open and close them safely. We didn't do any whittling, but we did talk about how to do some whittling. And that was going to be an at-home kind of weekend activity to do with their parents. And then the fire was a massive disaster because I need a camera person. You can't light a fire when you've got hold of the selfie stick. So that's when a lot of the nose shots happened. Was when the camera was on the floor whilst I was lighting a fire. And so we had a fire. We attempted to have a campfire sing-along. And what we learnt was that internet lag gets in the way of campfire sing-alongs. But that doesn't make it any less hilarious. So it was definitely worth it. But it, you know, it was a cacophony of sound. So we tried that and it was worthwhile because it was absolutely funny to give it a go. And that's my recommendation to anybody that wants to give remote meeting a go is just have a go. It's going to fail. But they're absolutely brilliant age, aren't they, Cub Scouts? They're just ready to give it a go, and they gave it a go and it was great and it's successful, and we've got a blueprint for how we can move forward. Next week we're going big or going home, so we've got a scavenger hunt next week. So the plan is that they will dial in using WebEx during the first half, and it's basically going to be subpack versus subpack in this scavenger hunt, and we're using Goose Chase. You download the app. You know, each team will have exactly the same challenges, and they will have to run around the house persuading their family to do Saturday Night Fever dance. They're going to have to look up on the internet what on earth Saturday Night Fever dance even is. So there's going to be research time. There's going to be actually persuading their family to make it a fool of themselves. And so, and then there's going to be the extra complication that they're going to have to organize themselves in teams. So, you know, they'll have an hour to do that, and then we'll gather in and I will share all the photos that they've taken in the videos with them. Well, we'll see. I don't know whether it's going to work. Speak to me next Tuesday.